Today is the 10th of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this amazing day. So I'm quite chirpy today. Had an amazing day yesterday. My family are doing very well. I'm doing very well, working hard. I'm just grateful to God. So the fact that also, guys, I've not lost my voice doing this, and I've been singing a lot, and so I'm very grateful that God has kept me. So guys, join me on this grateful bandwagon that I am on at the moment. But apart from that, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from 1 Corinthians 15:3-5, and it says this: "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. And so, dear God, we confess our faith in your work for us in Jesus. We believe that your Son, our Saviour, Jesus, was crucified by wicked men, just as you had said long ago in your word. We believe his dead and lifeless body was placed in a tomb. We believe that on the third day you brought him back to life, just as you promised. We believe that those most destroyed by his death, those who knew him best, saw him alive again. We believe their lives were never the same. We believe, dear Father, that as we confessed our faith in Jesus and shared with him in his death, burial and resurrection through baptism, that our life is caught up with him in your salvation and victory over death. We praise you for this grace. We thank you for this assurance. We look forward to sharing in your glory when he returns for us. Thank you for our salvation in Jesus' name." Just begin to lift up your voice and worship him. Begin to acknowledge his presence all around you. Begin to just be still and just enjoy him. Enjoy him. Enjoy him. Enjoy his presence. Just have a conversation just as you and I would talk face to face. Just have a conversation. Or if you want to sing a new song, lift up your voice and sing a new song to him. Begin to lift up your voice. If you want to speak in your prayer language, just go ahead and speak in your prayer language. Mandara basi kitiri bu shakatara basindiri bu sikiti. Ikiti bu shakatara basi kitiri bu shandara babababasi kiti bu shakata. Ikiti bu shandara basi kiti. We worship you, O God. We honor you right now. We acknowledge your presence. We raise an incense of worship, God. Let it be a sweet sound to your ear. Yeah. We were created
worship you. We were created to reverence you. Nothing else matters than here in your presence, God. We say nothing else matters, nothing else matters, nothing else matters than being here in your presence, oh God. We don't want to be anywhere else but at your feet. We don't want to be anywhere than at your throne, God.
Yeah.
Oh, give me you. My home is not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Hey. Lord, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you.
Yeah.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Let this be your prayer today, that God, give me you. Everything else right now can wait. This is me and you time. So Lord, we want to see your glory. We want to see your power. We want to hear from you right now. Give us you. Give us you, oh God. Psalm 34:1-3 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Magdarabasi kitebo shakata.
Lord, give me you. Lord, I don't want anything else but you. Father, give me you. Everything else, everyone else can wait. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. The God that knows me by name, the God that's the beginning and the end, is who I need right now. It's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees.
Hey.
Lord, crying out to you. it's me. Yende de 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 shandaraba sekete bo shakataraba sekete.
We as worshippers get to the point where we get into a routine of things, and things become mundane, and it takes a lot for us to break out of routine, and it takes a lot for us to break habits. But I always want us to be in the spirit of, Lord, give me you. That everything else and everyone else can wait. That, Lord, when it's me and you time, it's me and you time. I'm not here for anything, but I am here to seek you. That is where we need to get to. That is where we need to get to in our worship. Where we say, Lord, it's me, it's me, it's me. And I'm on my knees, and I'm crying out. I'm knocking on your door. I'm seeking your face. I'm here at your feet. Let my worship be the perfume that washes you.
Give me you, give me you, give me you.
You know, I'm reminded of the story in the Bible where Jesus talks about the woman who poured perfume on his feet, and she used her hair to wash his feet. She used water to wash his feet and then her hair to dry. And God said that she would be remembered. She would be remembered just because of what she did. How will they remember you? Why will they remember you? Why are we still talking about that woman thousands of years after? It's because in that moment, she submitted herself to Christ. She did not care who was on her left, who was on her right, who was surrounding her. All she cared about was that she was at the feet of the King. Will you make him your focus today? As you lay at his feet, will you wash his feet with your worship? Yeah. Psalm 145 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." You know, I believe that the woman who was at his feet and washing his feet understood exactly who he was. I believe she understood who he was. Moment, don't get distracted. The next time you hear my voice will be for prayer. Just go and lift up your voice to God. So, Father, help we thank and praise you for the everlasting life that you have given to us by your wonderful grace and love. May we grow day by day to be more like you, full of compassion and kindness, stature our hearts with your love, so that we may love you more with every passing breath. thank you for your Holy Spirit who is making us to be more like you, Lord Jesus. We want to reflect your grace and your beauty in thought, word and deed. We ask that we may devote our time and heart to reflect on all you are and all you have done for us, so that you are magnified more and more in our life, so that the beauty of the Lord Jesus may be seen and reflect in us. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So guys, I just want to remind you about the worship breakfast we are having on the 27th of May. I am very excited to worship with you guys. And so we are literally flipping church on its head. So we are going to worship God for an hour, between an hour and a half. We're going to have word for 20 minutes. And then we're going to get to fellowship at the end and have breakfast together. And so if you can make it out, please go to my Instagram page and hit the link on the bio and register, just so that we know how many people we are catering for. I don't care if we're catering for two. I don't care if we're catering for 200. I just want us to just worship God that day in spirit and in truth. But until tomorrow, guys, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.